Hello, welcome to a Dipsocast.
Hey!
We've been talking about bumming.
And cocks.
People you will never ever meet or would well like to meet.
No. And vaginas.
Tom has fucked off to another pub, so he's not in this Dipsocast.
Yes. He's fucked off with a woman. I think he's hoping to get his end away.
Yeah, he's slipping it in, slipping it out, slipping it in, slipping it out, slipping it up, slipping it down.
Dirty bastard. But apparently Richard's been putting his beer in a lady's fridge.
Oh, yes.
She keeps it nice and chilled, and it's refreshing when it slips down my throat.
Is it made of pubic hair and vaginas?
You're tugging at threads there, I think. Yeah. It's a bit tenuous.
I'm tugging at threads what?
Comedy gold.
Wrong podcast.
No, we can't do that.
No, we don't do that.
We just get very drunk
and just talk into a microphone and it's completely unedited. So, those of you who listened to yesterday's podcast that went out on the Gentleman's Review,
you poor bastards.
We are so very, very sorry.
You let that go out. You've actually published it.
No, this is going out in the future that we're talking about now. So,
but it will go.
It will go out.
Everyone will have to suffer through it.
Yes.
Ridiculous conversations about pear cider.
Pear cider and fucking Maltesers.
Pear cider can suck my bell end.
Well,
if it could, it would.
It could more rinse it off, I think.
Right. It wouldn't get you off, though. It'd be that unsatisfying.
So it's my
it'd carry on.
It'd be quite tingly.
It'd carry on for about 15, 20 minutes, and you'd just be all like, look, this isn't working, no. Pear cider.
Shall we have a cup of tea? Shall we have a cup of tea and watch the telly?
My precursity is get questions. I'll ring for a pizza.
Let's call back to the Edinburgh podcast.
Only with any luck, I won't be in the room upstairs trying to keep out of your fucking way.
Well, a crying woman leaves the building.
Yeah.
We sit there drinking tea, watching Phoenix Knight.
Wandering back down, going, so how'd it go then?
Isn't it fucking obvious?
It didn't go too badly. Yeah. I put my beer in her fridge.
Yeah. You see, the embarrassing thing about that moment was, you know the episode of Phoenix Knight that was on that evening? It was the episode where they had the garden party and they had the inflatable slide with the big penis. It kept popping out. What she wasn't getting, essentially. So we sat there drinking.
Dear.
Could you not even pretend that she was a lovely lady boy?
I tried. She kept sticking her boobs in my face.
Oh, dear. They do that, women.
And it's boobs, you see. That's the thing. If ladies didn't have boobs, I would be quite happy to wicking me waxy in it.
But boobs are quite good.
Yeah, what he said.
They're awesome. Yeah.
Boobs are
Did you understand the word of that?
That was my David Bellamy impersonation.
Yeah.
Wickham I watched it. Wickham I watched it inside the ladies' vaginas.
Right. You think that's what he's like when he's on the job?
Yeah,
I reckon so.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you've got that dog out of the car insurance advert sitting on your knob.
Yes. I was impressive to see.
Yeah.
I was impressed to see that he's still alive and looking as sprightly
as ever. What, the dog out of the Churchill ads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just CGI. It's not real. It's a CGI Bellamy.
That's a shame.
Yeah. It's Andy Serkis in a motion capture suit. They just map
bastard,
him over the
gets
top.
He everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why can't he? He's just the Gollum footage that they've used.
Yeah. Yeah, if the full-length version of that advert, he leaves to go out to the taxi, grabs a fish, smashes its head in on a rock, and then eats it raw.
I'm looking forward to the next one where he falls into a volcano.
Yay!
Grabbing a small hula hoop.
Yeah, but the phrase full-length footage is not something I want to hear in conjunction with his name.
Is I love the man in
Right. like you wouldn't, you man whore.
Yeah, we've already found out about your sort of...
It depends if he's got...
He'll do anything.
Yeah.
If he's got space in his fridge, then, well, we'll see.
Yeah. Rent boy.
Yeah.
Rent boy. You're a rent boy. I'm going to sing a song about it, and I have a toy. It's a small man.
Yeah, that's
with
very
things
good.
Things on.
That's good. Well,
yeah.
He's got a big fat schlong.
Ta-da!
I say at the end of that song, which I never usually do in a gentleman's review sort of capacity.
Well done.
I'm sorry about that gentleman's review.
Yeah.
Can
we just apologise again? Yeah. Don't stop listening to us. The next one will be better.
I promise
it will be.
Yeah.
It'll be lots better.
Hopefully loads and loads and loads better.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say possibly better than you've ever had in your life.
I'd say it's probably going to be 100% better.
You've never had it so
more,
good.
Far, far more than that.
200% better.
At least. I would like...
500% better.
Yeah, that's about... I'd be very disappointed if the next one wasn't at least five times as funny
you're
as that last one.
You're forgetting the possibility that Emma and I might actually turn up at the next one and sabotage it.
Yeah, we're not telling you where it is.
We might turn up and be unfunny.
The thing is that they lock the door, Richard. Yeah. They won't let you in.
Richard, you're generally fine in podcasts.
However.
No one said anything quite that nice to me in years.
You know,
I'm flattered.
You've been in a few of our podcasts now, and you've
pissed
been generally
and vague, stained. But generally fine.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Generally, you don't tend to not quite know what's going on.
I don't know. I think, in fairness, a lot of the time he doesn't quite know what's going on. Yeah. But he just covers it well.
He doesn't just isolate that to podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, I just slapped that on the table, literally, just then, with slapping
news. Yeah.
And just started this podcast off, and nobody really knew what was going on. So that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
It's keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Keeping it funky, keeping it hunky.
In fact, listeners, it's a shame you weren't here 5 minutes ago. Because we were having the most awesome conversation.
We were. Yeah.
But I decided not to commit that to any kind of recording device.
Yeah, it's secret for us, losers.
We've got lives.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't. Could you give me a life, please?
Please, can I have one too?
Anyone? I left mine somewhere between Scorby Bridge and Halifax.
Oh. Yeah. Sort of like Barnsley.
I'm not convinced Barnsley is between Scorby Bridge and Halifax.
It depends what way you go.
Wakefield Westgate. Did you leave it in Peterborough? That's not quite halfway, but it'll do for the moment.
Peterborough's a shithole. Yeah. I apologise to any listeners in Peterborough, but to be fair, it is a shithole.
Yeah. That's true.
Honestly.
If there are any listeners in Peterborough, email us at thechaps@thegentlemansreview.com.
No, you would certainly not.
Why don't you write in?
And
so
then
we
can email you back and tell you to fuck off.
Because it's the wrong podcast.
But I did
if
want to...
Yeah, but I don't know another general email address. Is there a Dipsocast email address?
No. And there's a reason for that, because we don't encourage people contacting us because we're drunk.
Yeah.
If you're listening in Peterborough, write in so we can mock you.
Yeah.
But I did want to see some elephants in a field outside Peterborough.
Wow. Oh, that's
quite
nice.
Cute.
In a field, that's quite good.
I know.
I've seen cows in fields.
Elephants. These were elephants. They had trunks and everything.
I've seen a monkey in a field. This is one reason why
I don't actually like living down south. You have stuff like elephants and fields. You have
it was Peterborough. It is down fucking south.
Yeah, that's why I don't like down south. You have concrete cows in Milton Keynes. You have elephants and fields.
They were real elephants.
You have concrete cows in Milton Keynes.
I don't know. Maybe there was a circus in town.
No, they're just like that in Peterborough.
No.
What, elephants?
No.
They're like elephants, do they?
They all look like Barbara, do they?
Wow.
I'm looking forward to the complaints that we're going to get from Peterborough next week.
We never get complaints from Peterborough because nobody in the south listens to this podcast.
Nah, it's all northerners.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nobody in Cambridge fucking listens, apparently.
No.
They love it in the north.
Who? I have no idea.
So from all of us here outside the Works Pub, which has closed its doors now because
they haven't even come in and collected our empties. They've just given up on us.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock at night. It's 11 o'clock at night, and it's a Sunday night because up here the licensing laws only allow them to open until 10:30. Well, they don't actually. They allow them a massive extension, which they've not taken up on.
They just didn't bother applying for, even though it's fucking rush bearing.
Yeah. Martin is the expert around this table in massive extensions. I think he'd like to surely. Apply for one.
So I'm going to say good evening to you.
Bye bye.
Is that it?
That's good
it.
Evening.
Just
night night.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.